You are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair on RLM Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
And now...
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
And now, your host, Grammy.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, everybody, and happy wild and windy Wednesday. It's just a wee bit breezy out here in Grammyland, and you are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair here on RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 10. Also on the RLM Spreaker Channel, the RLM TuneIn Radio Station, the RLM Internet Radio Station, and the RLMRadio.xyz site. And later on RLM YouTube, RLM BitChute, and iHeartRadio. So, yeah, I'm infecting the world with my fairy tale of lies. Or maybe not. I can't live in one of those. Just gotta say, I don't like lies. I suck at it, and so therefore I don't like them. Actually, I just don't like them, and yeah, I do suck at it. I may bullshit you a little bit, but nah, I'll tell you the truth, at least the way I see it. In any case, yeah, that's right, Rob Works. We are living in a massive fairy tale of lies. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, they tell us with all of this indoctrination, the educraption system, that this is his story. It's a historic event. Maybe tonight will be, too. You never know. It's been wild and woolly in my neck of the woods, at least with my family and in my state. Yeah, tornadoes like crazy last night. They've been, man, the nasty finger of God has been pointing at the Midwest an awful lot. And I listened to a Static in the Attic video earlier today, and he was talking about... you know, how he sees this as part of a great reset. And I really can't argue with that. You know, they're messing with the weather. They're doing all kind of other funky stuff. And the consequences are you got an awful lot of farmers that, and my farmer cannot get out in the fields to plant corn. So there may not be much of a corn harvest this year. It is just too freaking wet out here. Plant corn, to plant milo, any of that stuff. Hopefully it's not going to ruin the wheat harvest because we're getting so darn much rain. There's a lot of flooded fields out here. So maybe, just maybe, with all of this weather war stuff, you know, everybody thought World War III was just going to be dropping bombs. No, it's a battlefield on your mind and in your mind and with the weather and with frequencies and all kind of stuff. And hey, maybe I'll get to that here in a little bit later, but first I got to say hey to everybody, don't you think? Hootie dooty waddy, who has no pants on? You guys are being weird in the chat. Oh well, over here in Twitter, thank you, Barman, for tweeting me out and letting everybody know that I am live and in person on this wild and windy Wednesday that can be get just a little bit on the wackadoodly side, even if it's just because the world is just so freaking whacked. Just whacked. Maybe someone needs to whack it. Whack-a-mole. Hey, there you go. That would be fun. Let's see. We could put Pelosi's face on one of those moles, and we could do that. I could have fun. Okay, moving along here. Over on Twitter. Yeah, hi, everybody over on Twitter. Let me go over and check out... Fakey book. You know, I really haven't been doing except for keeping track with family lately, and I've been loitering on the Tartary Tech. You know, anything Tartaria. It's really pretty freaking interesting. A lot of the architecture and history that's not in our history books, that kind of stuff. So if you're on Facebook, see if you can join that group. It's Tartary Tech, Pictures, Info, Science, Tests, and All Things Tartary. It's really pretty cool. There's several Tartary groups over here, I guess, on Fakebook. And that's kind of where I loiter anymore is, you know, checking out some of that, where my mind has steered me, where the universe has steered me, mainly because I think that's where I'm focusing, and so I'm getting to see more of it. But because that's the way the universe works, don't you know? Where you focus, you will start to see more of. Let's see. Moving along. Yes, Grimmy, we do need a reset. The thing is, okay, hi, squirrel. I also watched, who was that shared that video about German people saying squirrel? That was freaking hilarious. I say squirrel a lot because I do that a lot. In any case, yeah, somebody's pushing buttons and they really need to quit. They need to quit. But a lot of people don't realize that when you have a reset like that, especially if you want to take out like a system that is very entrenched, like the system is right now that we're dealing with, it's going to be messy. It's going to be messy. And so my advice to you is, number one, get out of the big cities, because that's where the biggest mess is going to be. You know, yeah, we're being inundated out here where we grow food, but we know how to survive this kind of shit. You know, for the most part, we've learned, because we have to deal with adverse kind of things. Anyway, so, you know, living in the city, awful lot of you fighting for a very limited supply, which is what they want you to think the whole world is like. They want you to think the whole world has a very limited supply of what you need. And that's just not true. It's just not true. But back to saying hey, and then I'll get into that a little bit more, because I'm feeling like calling out the BS, particularly my kind of BS, because did you know that BS is a belief system? I didn't either until I checked out someone that started following me on Twitter, and I found a blog of theirs, and that's where I'm going to be going. But first, I got to finish saying hey, squirrel! Over here on Freedoms Network. Thank you, Grim, for letting everybody over here know that I am live and in poison. And this post that Grimmy put on there a few hours ago, it is self-evident that no number of men, by conspiring and calling themselves a government, can acquire any rights whatever over other men or other men's property, which they had not before as individuals. And whenever any number of men calling themselves a government do anything to another man or to his property which they had no right to do as individuals, they thereby declare themselves trespassers, robbers, or murderers according to the nature of their acts. Lysander Spooner. Couldn't agree more, Grimm. Couldn't agree more. I love that. Lysander Spooner was a very smart fella. This smart. Yes. And I think if somebody wants to fight, you know, if you got all these people in D.C. or wherever, D.C. or London or Paris or who gives a flying fuck? Yes, I dropped an F-bomb. You know, people in all of these different places, they want to declare war on someone, and they're pounding their fists on their tables and doing all this chest pumping and chest thumping and yet they don't go over and fight. You know, if y'all want to have a war, I suggest you get on the front lines. Deal with it yourself. That's my thoughts on that right there. Leave the rest of us alone to tend to our own business, okay? Over here in Mines. Hi, Green Dean. Oh, that's kind of cool. Let's see, went to the grocery store and they now have a parking spot for fat guys. No, that's a pregnant lady. Moving along over here on Mines. Hi, everybody over on Mines. I hope you're having an absolutely wonderful Windy Wednesday. In the Matrix, I haven't posted anything over there, but hi, anybody that might be listening in. I know you guys know what my schedule is. So if you're listening, hey there, hi there, ho there. Let's see, Facebook, Twitter, Freedoms Network, Minds, RealLiberty.org. I need to go over there, too. Vinny is over here, as well as Bob Renner and Grimner and Bobby Bain. And thank you, Grim, for letting everybody over here know that I am live and in person. And I'm looking at the things on the side and the vapors. I have the vapors. Actually, I don't. But, you know, I love that. The vapors. I love that name. And hi, Miss Mary B., and you're welcome for... Yeah, I love that video. I shared a video earlier of a young man that is autistic and blind, and he plays the piano and sings on America's Got Talent, and oh my God. I mean, when he started playing the piano, I started getting goosebumps just right off the bat. Within a minute of that video, I had tears streaming down my face. I was a big blubbering puddle of Grammy sob. It was amazing. Holy smokes, you know, and then there's people out there going, oh, yeah, you're calling me a he or a she. Oh, yeah. Listen, peeps, it's all in your head. This young man is autistic and blind, and yet he's freaking amazing because he didn't let it hold him back. Wow. And look at you. You're crying because someone used a pronoun you didn't like. Deal with it. It's all a fantasy of lies, and you bought into it. Seriously. Okay, I got some notifications. Let me check real quick, and then I'll go. Hi, pseudonym. How are you doing, sweetheart? Over here in the Matrix. Yes. I'm just checking real fast, and then I will come over to reallibertymedia.com, which is where you need to be if you want to give me static. And if you're listening in on the Spreaker channel, come on over to reallibertymedia.com. Think of a nickname. Join the chat. Jump on in. Rob just passed out the bubbler. Well, he didn't pass out, but he passed around the bubbler. So, from Truth or UFO over on Twitter. I honestly believe human beings are not meant to live like this. We are meant to live in loving communities and be around nature every day and grow our own food and create art and not work day and night until we die. This longing for another life is not human nature. It's a symptom of modern society. Yeah, couldn't agree more. We are not intended to live the way the system has us set up to live. And yet, we have all... I know, Grim, they're making themselves happy. In any case. Yes. Frumpy, what happens to the farmer if he doesn't get a crop in? Well, number one, if they don't get in to the ASCS office by such and such date, I don't remember what the date is. He had it in that Static in the Attic video. Just go to YouTube and look up Static in the Attic. He's amazing. He opened his channel the 31st of December of last year, and he's just been on the run ever since. That child's wonderful. I love him. But he comes up with some of the stuff I don't necessarily agree with, but I got to tell you, if he's wrong, he fesses up and says, I was wrong. Got to give him props for that. But he thinks outside the box, and he connects an awful lot of dots. So I love it. I love it. Love that. That's one of my favorite channels over there on Jewy Chewy Ooey Tube. So need a drink of coffee. Just a sec. Now, where was I at? Oh, yeah. If the farmer doesn't get his crop in, number one, if you get applied and get your planting done by, I think it's like June 19th of this year at least, then you can get you can get crop insurance and, there's all kind of little lovely little stipulations along with that crap too. But if you don't get it planted... You know, there's a lot of them that they've got carryover debt because the last few years have just been rough on the farming community. And then you add to it all of these floods that have been going on here in the Midwest. And a lot of people are losing their farms. And other people are coming in and snapping it up for pennies on the dollar and making big corporate farms out of the deal. So it's not a good thing. The small farm is going away, and that's a bad, 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 bad juju. And that's one of those things that I'm just going to put this out there. May as well put it out there because Farmer and I have been working on it. He has, it was his dad's farm, and we are working on getting it livable so that we can get up there. So... And it is just a small farm, but we want to keep it in the family and get things set up to where if the kids want to come and live out there too, there's a lot of stuff set up to where, You know, we'll have things set up to where if the kids want to come on up, you can just put yourself up a house in part of it and have at it. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of work. But, you know, it's rewarding work because you can actually see the progress that you've made. So, in any case, moving along. Saying hey to everybody over here in the RLM chat. Hey there, Barman, the most splendiferous bot in the whole wide world, closely followed by Grimner, who is the RLM god, don't you know? DC is also here, and DC's been sending some little, you know, giving me a few helpful hints too, on different things that we are going to encounter while living on the farm and trying to go off-grid. It's going to be process, work in process. Asmo is also here, as well as Chalsa Denis. I'm here, and looky there, I be Don C, the alter ego of DC. Java Doctor 2. Oh, you guys are going to a wedding? How fun. Yeah. First time I got married, my brother... the only time I got married, my brother decided to play Another One Bites the Dust. He's a funny fucker. In any case, moving along. Excuse me. Java Doctor. I have no idea who's getting married. Meisterbrow is also here, as well as Pondergander. That's Vinny's alter ego, don't you know? Kate from down in Florida is also here, as well as Rob Works. And once again, thank you, Rob Works, for passing around that bubbler. We also got some Vanna White going on, as well as a Weather Dork. Weather Dork, honey, you know what? You could clear things out, although I did hear weather forecast for the next few days is not supposed to be stormy, but this is Kansas, you know? You don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. It'll change. It's what it did yesterday. The lovely Z Beth Z is also in the chat, as well as Phantom. Hi, Phantom. Thank you once again for the wonderful intro you did for me. Beetle! Hi, Beetle. How you doing, hon? As well as the lovely Cycles is still logged in. Hey, Cycles. How you doing? No, I'm not getting all... Well, I am getting choked up. Been playing out in the wind, don't you know? Cyborg Noodle, may you be touched by the cyborgian noodliness, as well as Dakota. And Frumpy is here. Hey, Frumpy, how you doing? Frumpy says no mullets allowed. Those things are just wrong. I'll just move along. Gooberzilla is here. Hey, Goob, how you doing? How's everything in outer space that really isn't outer space? Because technically, well, I guess it is, but technically outer space is anything outside of your skin. My way of thinking. JJ's 99 JJ's is also in the chat, as well as a kiss and a kiss with an underscore. Is that a kiss with a kick? Is that one? Is that, ooh, is that little tongue action going on there? We got a moose girl too in the chat as well, and looky there, sock puppet and a smart ass. Hi, smart ass. Smart ass is a bot. At first I wasn't real sure, but yeah, smart ass is a bot. And then we got a Vinny Tuoris. A Vinny Tuoris. Is that like some kind of dinosaur thing? A Vinny Tuoris. Or is it like a thesaurus, only not with the lisp? I don't know. And I don't care. And I don't have on pink underwear. And really, I'm not going to tell you what color I'm wearing, because that would be sharing entirely too much, wouldn't it? Okay, so to my pocket I go. Conscious Awareness is recommending a book or a something, which, ooh, Ram Trucks is showing something here. And I saw something the other day, GM and Ford thinking about merging. Really? What the fudge? That's messed up. That is okay, I'm going to go there first, just because there was here it is. And I'm just going to touch on this because it's just totally messed in the head. And this is part of what I think is the warping and the whole thing of trying to get people to fight and bicker and yada, yada, blah, blah. It's from Jalopnik.com. Kohl's is selling a t-shirt with a truck on it that could inspire fights and riots. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and share the link to you in the chat. Because I looked at it. Well, and actually, the farmer showed it to me, excuse me, last night. And I went, what the hell? What the hell? Well, look at the picture. It's a Chevy truck with a Ford front end, a Ford front clip. Now, he was, because he's a Ford guy, but he also drives a GMC pickup, because, well, he really isn't picky if it's within his price range and it runs, you know, farmers, but it's a Chevy truck with a Ford front clip, or front grill and headlights and all that fun stuff, and it's like, what the hell, and he showed me the picture, and I was like, that's messed up, because that's a Ford front end on a Chevy pickup. Who? What the hell? And, yeah. He was like, oh, man, there's going to be so much. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And he said, they're doing this on purpose. They're trying to get people fighting. They're trying to keep people divided. And I went, now, you do also have to stop and consider that possibly these were made over in China. And it was probably drawn up or done up by someone over in China or Taiwan or God knows where. And they just flat ass didn't know any better. But, yeah, it's kind of messed up. And according to this article, there was a bit of a row at some kind of family gathering. And I thought, oh, that is just messed. But, you see, that's how they do it. It's with these little things that, you know, to get people to get you subconsciously to get you riled up. And that's all part of the plan, I think. Part of how they have manipulated people. But I am going to go to, right now, wave1111.com. Don't mess with my BS. And the website is wave1111.com. So it's cool. One love brings peace, which, yeah. So, and the title of this is Don't Mess with My BS, and it's from June of 2011. Now, the greatest barrier to your enlightenment is that you already think you know the truth, yet you really don't want to know. Since you only want to know the truth as you understand it. You agree with most everything that you see, hear, or read that falls into that paradigm of thought and understanding, while rejecting that which does not. Do you consider this to be true learning, growing, and experiencing? Do you consider this to be as being truly open-minded or conscious? Now, ask yourself why this challenge is so difficult. Well, there's a fact here. Everyone has their own truth, or BS, or belief system, or as I like to say it, belief system. Not life as in L-I-F-E, but L-I-E-F. Why? Well, so we may experience all that is I am, that I am source energy. All BS, be it political, religious, or social, derive from these factors. And geography and parental / guardian upbringing or peers, self-value, and your level of educraption. Now, some people move from one belief system to another as they develop their own intuition and guidance. when finally finding their center, harmony and peace within is achieved. Intolerance of differences exists in people that don't know who they are and don't have a strong sense of their own authentic self or the spirit within. Intolerance is rooted in fear. And the basis for having a strong sense of self-esteem is to replace our unconscious idea of basic unworthiness with a conscious knowing of our fundamental inherent goodness. By being in touch with our essential goodness, we will keenly see it in others as well. He who experiences the unity of life sees his own self in all beings, and all beings in his own self, and looks on everything with an impartial eye. Now that's from Siddhartha Gautama. I know I butchered that one. Sorry, Sid. Excuse me. So, we're currently in a duality mode of existence, love and fear, which is also positive and negative, light and dark, living beings and corporations, honor and dishonor, etc., etc., etc. And you may have heard reference to this statement that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, since the essence of the living being is the consciousness, whereas the Trinity, as so often referred to as mind, body, and spirit, or Father, Son, Spirit. So the Father and Son are one, and the conscious mind is the Spirit, which then brings it back to duality, which equals an eternal consciousness and a temporary vessel or body. Ultimately, we awaken to the reality of oneness. All is one, source, and energy. So if you accept a limiting belief, then it will become truth for you. That's from Louise Hay. And be life's separate. Loving thoughts unite. That's from Paul Ferrini. We are like islands in the sea, separate on the surface but connected in the deep. That was William James. And the real flow of life lies in unity, in the oneness that arises out of love. The universe is a continuous web. Touch it in any point, and the whole web quivers. That was Stanley Kuntz. So, we tolerate the status quo, especially when we are in the know that this has been a dog and pony show. Let's learn from this lesson and grow to finally reach humanity's next plateau. Thank you, Wave 1111. I really kind of sort of enjoyed that. I saw the title of it and I went, oh, this goes in my pocket. I don't know if I'll use it tonight or if I'll use it tomorrow or if I'll use it sometime, but it's going in my pocket. But you know, when you really stop and think about it, a Vinny Tuaris is a thesaurus that gives you alternate words for arcanisms. Arcanisms? Okay, there you go. So, I really do agree with a lot of what he says there, but, you know, it's his be life system and my be life system, and I see where I fit in, my consciousness fits in with that, and I see where he's going with that. And Frumpy says, destroying and suppressing our pineal gland has been going on forever. Yes. Thought to be the source of your third eye, and the gland also related to growth. So, who knows? Maybe we did get dwarfed by accident. Maybe we did. I don't know. Excellent thought there, Frumps. Okay, now one other thing that I wanted to get to real quick is from awarenessact.com. And there has been a study done that discovered that children raised without religion are kinder and more empathic. Did you know that? Apparently, it's a study that was conducted at the University of Chicago, and a link was found between non-religious upbringing and kindness. In fact, children who were raised without religion were not only kinder, but also showed more empathy towards others. While most would believe that religion and a higher power breeds a better upbringing, this study seems to indicate otherwise. It was led by Professor Jean DeSetti, and it looked into the perceptions and behaviors of various children located in 6 different countries. They looked into the children's likeliness to share, as well as their habits regarding judging others or punishing them for bad behavior. Now, overall, our findings contradict the common sense and popular assumption that children from religious households are more altruistic and kind towards others, said the authors of the negative association between religiousness and children's altruism across the world. Wow, that's a long-ass title. Now, more generally, they call into question whether religion is vital for moral development, supporting the idea that secularization of moral discourse will not reduce human kindness. In fact, it will do just the opposite. Now, when we asked to choose stickers, after being told that there was not enough to go around, the researchers observed to see which children shared. And they further showed the children films of kids pushing and bumping other children to see their responses. Now, their findings were quite interesting and found that religiosity affects children's punitive tendencies. Children from religious households frequently appear to be more judgmental of others' actions. Altruism, as defined by the Oxford English Dictionary, is a disinterested and selfless concern for the well-being of others. However, the behaviors of altruism, being defined as selfless, have bothered scientists and scholars alike for years. In The Selfish Gene, which is a book published in 1976, the idea that altruism may actually be somewhat selfish on a genetic level was presented. Now, while more research should be conducted in that area, the study did discover a clear link between altruism and a lack of religion. It would be interesting to see further research in this area, but we hope that this goes some way to undoing the idea that religious ethics are innately superior to the secular outlook. We suspect that people of all faiths and none share similar ethical principles in their day-to-day lives, albeit they may express them differently depending on their worldview. This does not surprise me one darn bit, simply because any religion that I have checked into, and I've checked into an awful lot of them, but any religion has dogma. It has rules. It has even in very subtle forms, it has some form of judgment, casting judgment upon another. Even if it's just the subtle thing of, oh, well, you will not reach nirvana or whatever, you know, and a looking down on people. To me, any kind of religious belief system has, you know, it has some kind of control mechanism to it that gets you to, you must believe this way, you must talk this way, you must associate with these kind of people, you must do this kind of thing. Those people, you know, and a lot of you're going to go to hell because you don't believe the way I do, or only I will truly go to heaven because I am faithful, you know, and all of these people that believe that there is a God out there somewhere that is demanding that you worship them. Seriously, stop and think about this. This is a God that created everything, and yet it is so insecure that it needs each and every one of us to worship them and make sacrifices to them. Is that really a big G God, or is that just a, oh my God, little G God? That's kind of, now I am of the belief system, if you will, that there is a creative force out there. There is some kind of source energy that started all of this. But I don't think it needs us to pay homage to it. I don't think it needs us to pray and do sacrifices and all that other fun stuff, because we're all just little bitty extensions of it. It is experiencing itself and everything that can be experienced through each and every one of us. And it's not demanding anything from us. It's just experiencing. And we do have free will because we make choices every single day. That is free will. You can choose to sit in that chair or stand over there, but every time you make that choice, somewhere down the line, it's going to affect something else. There's that web being tweaked, and the rest of the web quivers. It's a butterfly effect. So if somebody farts over here, does that mean a butterfly dies over in Asia? Depends on how rancid the fart was, I guess, and the prevailing currents. But, you know, stop and think. Everything is here for a reason. It's all experiencing. And we are not separate from nature. That's one of the big misconceptions that we have had drilled into us, that we can control nature. We can't control nature. We are part of nature. And if we can control nature, we need to learn, we need to control our little bitty pixel of it. You know, our little bit. That's the only control that you can have. The rest of it will backfire on you. It does have unintended consequences, whether you like that fact or not. It does happen. So, I find this quite fascinating myself, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. I can see why children that aren't taught a religious belief system, that are just, you know, taught by example how to treat each other and how, you know, if you wish to be treated this way, then that's how you treat others. You know, that kind of behavior. So, hi, Dan Tanny C. Welcome aboard, hon. And yes, the term Mandela effect could also be engineered. That could also be a false flag thing going on. There's an awful lot of psyop going on, and I take all of that information in, and I let it sit in its little corner until it starts interacting with other. Oh, my cat is sitting in the laundry I just brought in from the line. That little shit. Squirrel. Now I'm going to have to go put it out on the line and let the wind blow the cat fur off. God dang it. Well, at least the top thing. She is such a stink. Where was I at? Ranting and raving about belief systems and being trained or indoctrinated into a belief system as opposed to being taught by example how to behave in a proper manner, if you will. Although, yeah, there's going to be some people saying, well, how do you, that's your definition of proper. Well, you know what? My definition of proper behavior is behavior that does not intentionally cause harm to another. Thou shalt not take what is not yours. Period. Pretty simple. Just, yeah. So, now that I've spit that out, how about we go check out the pig? See what's happening over on PIGazette.com, where Hambo and Porcus reign supreme, and they do have a tendency to be just a little bit piggish, politically incorrect, just a little, but I love them. So, Their word of the day over on here on PIGazette.com is meaningful dialogue. It's a noun. And this is apparently the fourth definition because they have a four in front of it. In the 21st century America, it's limited to brain busters like paper or plastic and do you want fries with that? Oh, sounds like a college grad. Sorry, but you know what? All you college grads that bought into that whole thing of, oh, you must have a degree, you must have this, you must have that piece of paper in a frame on the wall that you can come home from your shift at McDonald's and dust it off. Yeah, while you pay off your student loan debt till you die. Yeah, you bought a bill of goods, hon. And it was a rotten bill of goods. You know, it's like someone left a little brown baggie on your front porch and then lit it on fire. And when you stomped on it, you got stuff on the bottom of your shoe. That's what you bought. In the quotable quote section, logic to a bureaucrat is like garlic to Dracula. Oh my God, that couldn't be more true. Wow. Okay, moving along. I'm going to go check out and see what happened this date in history, and then I think I may get to one more thing I put in my pocket. So, where is this date in history? Boys, did you not do it? Oh, there it is. Whew. They only have two, but hey, whew. I thought I lost them. This date in history, the 29th of May, 1912. Humor-challenged capitalists running Curtis Publishing are shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Fire 15 young women for dancing turkey trot during lunch break. Doing the turkey trot. What the hell? What the hell? See, that's those forced morals. Forced morals. False morals, too. Kind of like the false narrative that's out there. And also, this date in history, the 29th of May, 1919, Arthur Eddington confirms Albert Einstein's light-bending prediction. And yet, I'm not so sure I believe the whole E equals MC squared nonsense. Where was I? I heard something the other day. A theory is just a fancy word of saying a possibility that hasn't been proven yet. Yeah, there is no theory of everything. There never will be. Sorry. Sorry. Okay. What is this? I'm checking over here on mines. I gotta... Yes... Oh, yay! Entry required. Yay! Thank you, honey. Entry required like the, and so did Thinkerbell. How awesome. Thinkerbell, oh, see, I'm not the only one. Thinkerbell was wiping tears before he even sat down at the piano. By the end, I was ugly crying at work. Oh, yes, sweetheart, I was too. I was sitting here being a Grammy puddle of ugly cry and sob. Yes, I was. Yes. Yes. And that was an absolutely great performance. Thank you guys for reminding that over here on Minds. Yeah. Okay. Moving along. Yeah, before I get all soggy-eyed. So, I don't know that Mandela is BS, because I tell you what, there are some things that I do, I definitely remember from the Bible when I was a child, that the my Bibles no longer say that. And other things, you know, like different maps and things that I remember as a child. And when I look in my atlases, it's not that way anymore. There are things that have changed, so I wonder if maybe, you know, it's just like Goober, sorry, I'm gonna burst a bubble for you here. I don't think UFOs are aliens from another planet. I think they're an alternate reality or an alternate universe, and that's how they can just pop in and pop out, because they're just shift, you know, it's a shift in frequency. The only way we see them is if they align with our frequency, and they just pop in. And they go, dude, no, wrong. We took a wrong turn at Albuquerque. And then they pop back out again. Or they see some jet fighters and they go, hey, want to have some fun? I really honestly think that's what's going on here. I don't think there is any such critter as outer space. I don't, other than what is outside of this meat suit that we ambulatory around in. I just don't. So, but that's just me. That's my personal opinion. I have absolutely no facts to back it up. It's just from observations that I have made, my perspective, and my perspective will never be the same as yours because it's from my perspective, not yours. So, back to my pocket I go. I think I do have one more. Yeah, theheartysoul.com. I may run just a wee bit over. So, I hope this is. Yeah, there we go. There we go. It's, we need more mean moms. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So, do you think moms today are too nice? Now, while we don't need malicious parenting, are some parents forgetting the importance of teaching tough love? Many New Age parents are taking on opposite parenting traits that they were raised with. And it's likely that if you grew up with strict parents, you were unreasonable or who were unreasonable and made you complete tedious chores or didn't support your creativity or tolerate silliness, that you've likely told yourself, I'll never do that when I'm a parent. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I have said to myself, I'm not going to say that to my kids. And then I hear myself saying it to my kids when I had kids. So, while there's no definite right way to raise a child, you should remember that you're not really raising a child, you're raising an adult. And you don't need to be a mean, or you don't need to be a mean mom, by the means of being hurtful, but we need more smart mean moms. So, as Liz Neelman states, I'm a mean mom. I make them follow rules. I punish them when they don't. I make them do chores, even when they're tired. I say no, a lot. I enforce an early bedtime. I push them to do hard things. I take them to piano and baseball and soccer, even when they don't feel like going. I don't let them eat buckets of candy. I make them read their books and study for their spelling tests. I make them wear bike helmets, even though they hate it. And I won't let them drink soda or watch that R-rated movie. I don't give them everything they want. I may not always be popular. I may not always make the decisions they want me to, or the one they think is right. But I love you to pieces. I'll protect you. I'll care for you. I'll fight for you. I'll try my best to give you the best life imaginable. And sometimes by doing that, I have to be what you think is mean. And that's okay. We all want to raise our children to become responsible adults. But how often do we deny them opportunities to learn? It's easier if I do the dishes. They won't do them right. How many people say that? They're too young to clean their room. Oh, I never said that to my kids. If they vacuum, I'll just have to do it again afterwards. I made my kids vacuum. I made them clean their own rooms. And you know what? If they didn't clean their room up to my standards, especially after I'd told them 3 times, get that room clean, then I went in with the trash bag. And what was left on the floor or not where it was supposed to be went in the trash bag. And they had a week to earn their stuff back. And if they didn't earn it back in a week, it went to the second time around shop or in the trash. I was one of those moms. How about this? They should have fun now. They can work for the rest of their lives. No, you should have fun your whole life. But you should make whatever chores you have fun. I do. I make a game out of them. So, when you make these excuses and continue to do chores for your kids, you're missing out on opportunities to teach them responsibility. While your kid might not be able to do something like you can, let them learn. If you expect them to be lazy in their duties, that's what you'll get. But if you can change your mindset to expect great things, they'll surely accept the challenge. Now with that, you also have to let them fail. Despite society's "everyone is a winner" message, we all need to learn about loss and failure. It's a part of learning. And it's much harder to learn this in adulthood if you spent your entire childhood receiving participation trophies. Sometimes you just have to allow them to suffer the consequences. So, did they forget their lunch at home again? Are you really going to drive to school and drop it off? If your kid says they're sick so they don't have to play outside and a friend comes to check on them, will you take part in their lie? Or on a Sunday night you find out that your child has a project due the next day, do you rush out for them? Failure does not mean disaster. It's a process that creates maturity by allowing your child to deal with these fails. You're giving them a taste of what it's like to be an adult. It's okay to be a mean mom. It means you're someone who lives up to their word. It's not mean to give children chores or let them fail. It's not mean to follow through with consequences if they're disrespectful or misbehave. Mean moms are good moms who set boundaries and enforce them, even when it's not popular. Kids need to learn how to do the necessary hard things in life, even if it means you have to be a mean parent. Your future successful and responsible adult will thank you. So, yes, and I tell you what, my children got to the point where they finished my little saying, "Yes, I am mean, cruel, vicious, downright dastardly, and all around not nice person." Because that was pretty much when they would tell me, "Why can't I? But Mom, I wanna." Nope. That got to be my standard response. And if they whined more than 3 times, they got sent to their rooms. Because I didn't need to hear that crap. I tell you why, and if you don't accept it, you get the mean, cruel, vicious, downright dastardly, and all around not nice person, and then you get to go to your room. Which nowadays, I would love to have someone tell me to go to my room. Just go to your room, and don't come out for a week, except to go to the bathroom and eat, and then go back to your room. God, that'd be heaven. Except, after that week, I'd have to catch up on all of my chores. So maybe not. Maybe not. Oh well. Life is full of rules. Life is full of challenges. And you know what? You either play by the rules or you don't. You either meet those challenges head on or you don't. But either way, you are the one that gets to pay the consequences. And sometimes others get to suffer those consequences along with you. Or, you know, if you play by the rules and you meet those challenges and you get back up after you fell flat on your face and you go and you try again, maybe you bring others along with you, and then they get to reap some of those rewards as well. But that's also part of life. It's part of life. Nothing ever happens in a vacuum. It just doesn't. Go to my... Thank you, sock. I get to go to my blanket fort. Oh, wait. I had the blankets out on the line. I'll have to... Ooh. Hey. I can make a blanket fort out in the yard. Hey. That would be cool. Oh, well. Y'all been listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair here on this wild and woolly and wackadoodle Wednesday. I will be back on Friday for the Freaker Friday edition of the Rocket Chair. But in the interim, in the meantime, let's see if I can remember. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I believe, is Flash Nasty with 20% off. I don't know. You might want to check it. Kick tires, all that fun stuff before you pass over any money. And scratch off that 20% off label. Make sure it wasn't marked up. I love to pick on him about that. Also, let's see. On Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, the Pondergander with Vinny will be here on Real Liberty Media. And like I said, I will be back Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Rocket Chair. Friday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Grimner and Moosegoyle with the Freaker's Ball. Then Saturday at noon Eastern Time, the Dork Table with Flasharoonie Dork and whoever else he can lasso in. Sunday at noon Eastern Time, Grimner is going to be jumping on with the Blues. And directly following him will be Hal Anthony, who's going to open up a can of whoop-ass on yo ass behind the woodshed. Now, until all that fun stuff occurs, you can listen to all kinds of things going on the RLM radio stream. Grim's got all kinds of stuff replays. So if you missed it the first time around, you can catch it later. That's how I catch a lot of the shows, is on the replay. Because especially now, I am busy, busy. I'm busier than a cat covering up you-know-what in a litter box of late. So... a lot of times in the mornings while the dew is still on the grass and I'm still kind of puttering around and, you know, getting the coffee in the system, all that fun stuff. That's when I listen to replays. But I do get caught up on a lot of them eventually. But until we meet again, until Friday or whenever I catch up with you in the chat, please remember... I truly do love you all, even though sometimes it's tough love. And I wish you all enough. Good night.